This is the first day of the new year, and I cannot think of a better time to get quiet and have a meditation. There is one temptation. There's not 20 or 30 or more. There is only one temptation in the entire universe, and that is the temptation to believe in a material sense of the universe, or a material sense of creation, or a material sense of body, or a material sense of supply, or a material sense of companionship. The belief in a material sense of the universe is the only temptation that is. And the solution, there's only one solution, one truth that'll set us free. And that is discerning spiritual sense of creation. There is a spiritual universe. In fact, there is only a spiritual universe. There is a spiritual sense of body. There is a spiritual sense of life, of companionship. There is a spiritual sense of supply. There is a spiritual sense of the universe, and discerning this spiritual sense of existence is the solution. And that's not done with the senses. The senses are what reports a material sense of the universe. And it's not done with the mind, because the mind can only think about what the senses are reporting. And so we need to set this aside. Close the eyes and drop the sense pictures. And here where the mind is still talking, we'll drop that too. And we'll just contemplate the truth. What is the spiritual sense of existence? We can even turn within here and say, Father, open my soul faculties that I may behold the spiritual sense of the universe. And so we contemplate that. What is the spiritual sense of body? All of life is eternal. And so the only life there is eternal life. And so spiritual life, my spiritual life, is eternal. My spiritual life is invisible. My spiritual life is not walking the earth. Pay no attention to what the senses are saying, because we have been told not to judge by appearances, not to judge by the senses. And so I'm not interested in those pictures right now. My spiritual body is eternal, invisible, and incorporeal. Therefore, my spiritual body is infinite. My spiritual body has never been born and cannot die. My spiritual body is the one infinite body. Paul tells us it takes us all to make up the body of Christ. And so the infinite spiritual body of Christ is my body. And a spiritual sense of my body is a spiritual sensing, knowing, feeling of the infinite, undivided self. God did not create a human being and stick them on a planet somewhere. No, that's a material sense of existence. But up here in the higher consciousness, I am able to rest now because I understand and I know, I feel an infinite, invisible, divine self. A body not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. And getting a sense of this body, the spiritual body, I'm beginning to know who I really am. And now let us take the subject of supply. Is supply all these material things that we seem to need? Is supply, spiritual supply, is it dollar bills or marks or francs or shillings? No, that's a material sense of supply. And I'm supposed to be leaving that behind as I elevate above material sense. And here in this meditation, as we contemplate, we can ask, what is a spiritual sense of supply? God is the substance of all form. And what does that mean? God is the substance of all form. There's even a book out with that title. Surely God cannot be the substance of matter, of a material universe, because material universe decays, rots, falls away, decomposes, dissolves. And God is eternal, so what does that mean? God is the substance of all form. It must mean there are invisible forms. There is a spiritual universe in which, with our spiritual discernment, we can behold God, the substance of all spiritual form. What are these spiritual forms? If you have gotten, in the first part of our meditation, a sense of your infinite, invisible, spiritual body, that body of Christ, which is the only body, if you have sensed that, then you are aware of one of the forms. God is the substance of your spiritual body, invisibly formed by God. What else? There must be an invisible universe in which our Christ body lives and moves and has its being. Therefore, God is the substance of which this invisible universe is formed. If you have ever sat down to meditate and realized that where this person or that person appears to be, only the Christ presence is, only God is, and have felt that, then you have felt the substance of the real form that is there. And so God is the substance of all form. And that form is eternal. You will not see this with the senses. You will not see the invisible kingdom, nor the invisible forms with your eyes, or ears, or nose, or mouth, or touch. You will see them here in your inner chamber with spiritual discernment. And seeing them dissolves the outer picture that those senses are reporting. And so a spiritual sense of body is the one Christ body, which is yours. And a spiritual sense of life, a spiritual sense of the universe, is a universe that is invisible, eternal, and divine. The only dying that we have to do is a dying to the senses, a dying to a material sense of things. And the only rebirthing we must do is being born into an awareness, an honest to God awareness of the invisible kingdom here and now. And so getting back to our contemplation, a spiritual sense of supply must mean that all supply is invisible substance. We see it interpreted as filtered through the senses. We see it as a house, transportation, dollar bills, coins, clothing, food. We see it interpreted through the senses as the added things. But that's not supply. That is not supply. A spiritual sense of supply is knowing that it is invisible and omnipresent. Right here is the invisible presence of supply. Before they call, I will answer. When we put aside a material sense of supply. We cannot demonstrate a spiritual sense of supply while we are continuing to see it as material things. And so this has to be worked with here in consciousness until we have seen through the glass darkly of material objects and come to know that our spiritual sense of supply is invisible. Now, what about companionship? What really is a spiritual sense of companionship? Out here, the senses report a material sense of companionship. Today I have a friend, and tomorrow they're gone. Today I have a spouse, and tomorrow they're gone. Today I have children, and tomorrow they've grown up, and they've left the nest, and they're gone, and I sometimes don't hear from them for years, or at least months. That cannot be companionship. That must be a material sense of a spiritual companionship. So what is spiritual companionship? I shall never leave thee nor forsake thee. I shall be with thee unto the end of the world and actually beyond. I will never leave thee. What is this I? I and the Father are one. Therefore, I am the living presence of God, and I will never leave thee. I am the Comforter. I am eternal, and I am with you eternally. Therefore, the spiritual sense of companionship is the I that dwells at the center of your being. Though we interpret it as the wife, the husband, the children, the friends, the students, the teacher, it is I. Therefore, real companionship, spiritual companionship, is invisible. We are beginning to see that when we were told to judge not by appearances, we were actually being told, do not accept the temptation to believe in the material sense of existence. There is only one creation, and it is spiritual, invisible, and incorporeal. God is spiritual, invisible, and incorporeal, and God can only express itself that way. So the spiritual kingdom of heaven is invisible, spiritual, incorporeal, right here, right now. And in it, you dwell in your infinite, invisible, incorporeal body. And you have all that the Father has because I and the Father are one. And so omnipresent right here is the invisible spiritual supply. And that invisible Father, that Comforter, is in the center of you right now. You can never be alone again. The work that we are involved in is to reinterpret a appearance of a material sense of existence back into the reality of a spiritual, invisible sense of existence. And now, what about you? The material sense of your life says that you are so many years old and so many feet tall and so many pounds of weight and living in this time and living in this place. But that too is a false report of the senses. And setting that aside, we can ask, what is the spiritual sense of my identity? Spiritually, I am one with the Father. Therefore, I am as old as God, and I am as new and young as God. There was never a time when I was born. There will never be a time when I will die, when I will cease to exist. Therefore, this appearance of a material life would have a beginning and has an end. It's not my life at all. I can now become unconcerned with it, because I am told to let it go. And I am doing that right now. My life is hid with Christ in God. There it is, right there. My life is invisible. The life of Christ in God. Never born, never dying. One with God means that my life is infinite. There is no end to the boundaries of my existence. Since before Abraham was, I am. And even past the end of this world, I am. And I am there, and I am that, now. There are no boundaries to my real existence. My life is eternal. My life is omnipresent. Although the material sense of life would have me think that I am located in this place at this time, that again is a misinterpretation. Spiritual sense reveals that I am everywhere present. Right now, I am in South Africa. Right now, I am in Canada. Right now, I am in Australia, New Zealand. Right now, I am in America. Right now, I am in England, India. I am in the center of Baghdad. Right now, I am in the Hawaiian Islands, the Bahamas, Bermuda. I am on the tallest mountain in China. But much more than this, I am on that which we call the moon. I am in the center of the sun. All of the planets in this galaxy, I am there right now. But I am beyond this galaxy. I am in every galaxy. Right now, my real existence is everywhere in the universe. Universe, one. Because my real existence is invisible, I also exist behind all of this. I exist behind the scenes, right now. My invisible being is in the astral. It is in every heaven that exists. Even though there's an appearance of a void, I, my invisible presence, am also there. And that is why knowing that presence, while I am there, the light of God appears, because there is no place where I am not. In the valley of the shadow of death, I am there. My real existence is invisible, infinite, omnipresent. And it is maintained and sustained by God's omnipotence. My invisible existence is also where the Akashic records are. Therefore, I now, within myself, have access to all that has ever happened, to all that is happening now, and to all that will ever happen. I am not limited. My invisible life, my spiritual sense of existence, is not limited to a place or a time. Wherever God is where I am. And therefore, I am omnipresent. I am every when and everywhere. Now, knowing that we have dropped the material sense of existence and are resting in our spiritual sense of existence, there is only this moment of rest in God. And God is about its business. Being God. Behold, what manner of love the Father has, that we should be the very invisible expression of God itself, called the Son. And now we simply rest here a moment longer. All that the Father has is mine. But now we know that the Father has invisible life invisible substance, invisible supply, invisible companionship, invisible love, invisible light, invisible life. And in our invisible existence, all of that is mine, is yours, because there's only one child of God, and all that that Father has is ours right now. All that God is, I am. The only qualities I can have are those of the invisible Father that made me in His image. Therefore, my qualities are love, light, life, wisdom, presence, incorporeal being, eternal life. Infinite individuality. In this spiritual sense of existence, there is no longer an old year and a new year. There is one continuous existence since before the world was made. One continuous existence since before time. In the material sense of existence, there is time. In the spiritual sense of existence, there is no more time. John revealed this to us when he said, "And time shall be no more." Here, in the spiritual sense of existence, time shall be no more. Our existence stretches back before the beginning of the world, and our existence stretches forward after the end of the world. And our existence is in both places simultaneously, right now, as well as here. And time shall be no more. Now, as we go forward, let us recognize that there's only one temptation. The temptation of a material sense of existence. Let us know that there is only one solution, the spiritual sense of our real existence as invisible being now. And let us consciously begin practicing translating everything that is reported by the senses back into the spiritual sense. As we come in contact with people, we will realize that spiritual sense of companionship is one being, appearing as many. As we handle what appears to be material things and material dollars, let us realize the spiritual sense of supply that is invisible and present here and now, infinite, never ending. Therefore, if we give something away, and because there is only one, that which we give away we have given to ourselves, to our God self, our spiritual sense of existence. And so sharing becomes a wonderful thing as we watch it multiply. Now, as we live each day, let us recognize that we are not using up our resources, as the prodigal son believed. We are not using up our individual, limited, material life. Every day that goes by, we're not here with less. No, let us reinterpret that into our spiritual sense of existence. Because of our infinity, the infinite nature of our being, the more life we live, the more we have. And therefore, if I am living each day in a spiritual sense of existence, every day that goes by, I have more of life. And I can disregard what the senses are showing me about that calendar. I do not have to worry about having birthdays. I can reinterpret that now. My spiritual sense of existence tells me that I was never born. Coexisting with God from the beginning. And so I can disregard what material sense is showing, and I can just smile a little smile and rest back in my inner being. This is the truth that we know that sets us free. And again, I remind you that this is a conscious exercise. This truth is something that we must consciously know each day that we live. And in the conscious knowing of it, we are set free. We are not set free from a material universe because there is none. No, everything is taking place in the one consciousness that we are. We are set free from an appearance, a temptation that is appearing to our consciousness to accept a material universe. We are set free from that. Free to be what we have always been, one with God, Christ, the living presence, individualized as our being. This is the truth we know that will set us free. And our neighbor can't know it for us. God can't know it for us. There's no teacher that can know it for us. You and I must carry it into each day and know the truth. So shall we awaken to our true identity, the undying, immortal, spiritual sense of existence, the infinite, divine, invisible, harmonious sense of supply, the loving, ever-present, compassionate comforter, the spiritual sense of companionship. Heaven on earth, or rather heaven where earth appeared to be. We now go forth as a new humanity, a humanity that is awakening to our spiritual existence, one here, one there. It is enough. Together we shall translate the entire material sense of existence into the oneness of spiritual being. And we are told that the earth shall roll up like a scroll, and there shall be a new heaven and a new earth. And we that are knowing this truth are bringing this about. We are the vanguard, the pioneers, literally translating earth into the kingdom of heaven. We are bringing about that known as the second coming of Christ. We are changing the entire collective consciousness to Christ consciousness, here and now. Many blessings to you who hear this message. Much joy as you come to see your real identity is hid with Christ in God.